This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable content. Become a Path Hunter today. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Path Hunters Podcast. Paul Lam in the house here. Hope you guys are all doing great today. Happy Tuesday. I really wanted to record you this episode. Next week, we are going to go back into interviews. It's just because I've been working a lot on the FBA business, been really passionate about that. And yeah, so anyways, guys, I hope you guys have an amazing day. So today's episode, I really want to talk about imposter syndrome, okay? It's a conversation that me and my friend had, Luke. We're just talking a little bit about just our new stuff, our new ventures, and our new business ventures and stuff like that. So there, and one thing that came up was the idea of, you know, imposter syndrome, the self-doubt, what ifs, what if I'm not qualified, what if no one likes my stuff, what if no one buys, I can't wrap my head around just actually selling the product and creating something that I'm very passionate about. These kind of questions come up all the time, and I really wanted to record this episode because no matter where you are in life, the entrepreneurs, the high-level entrepreneurs, wherever you are, there's always going to be self-doubt. There's always going to be the internal talk of wondering if, like, if you're worthy, if you can do this or not, if there's always something like that. And one thing that I've realized, it's all about perspective. And there's a few things I want you guys to take away from this episode. It's that, number one, your intent has to be very genuine. Focusing on offering value is super important. I think that's like the first initial step for you to look at before above all else, because like there is a bunch of sleazy salesmen out there that really gives sales coaching packages and everything a really bad rep. And I don't really agree with that, because like I said, like there's just so many people out there branding themselves as coaches, but when really they're just taking a weekend class. And they're, for example, fitness industry is like prominent for this kind of stuff there, where like they take a weekend course, crash course, weekend warrior, and then they're suddenly certified to train somebody when really they're unfit. They don't worry about their diets. They haven't gone through the struggles. They haven't done anything that provides them the authority, in my opinion, to go and train somebody to a certain level. Training and offering someone value is really important, and over delivering that value is super important as well too. When I was launching my Instagram course, I really wanted to make sure that everybody got the idea around the branding aspect of it. I'm not going to tell someone how to grow an Instagram page if it's like 100,000, you know, like grow 100,000 subscribers, followers. And I haven't done that myself. Like, I feel awful about that, right? But what I do know is using it in a more personable way, one-on-one, more kind of, you know, very, very personal. Branding is super important. And that was what I wanted to make sure that I can relay in this Instagram course. And again, I personally feel like if you really want to be a coach, teacher, whatever it is, that you're willing to learn yourself to and practice what you preach. You would never want a doctor that doesn't have their own doctor, right? That, let's just say you go to a doctor and then they tell you that, I don't believe in doctors. I believe in the holistic way. I believe in healing myself naturally. That's, to me, it's like, it's not real. It's not cool. Right? To me, that's not cool. And that doesn't fly with me. And that shouldn't fly with you as well too. So always look for that authority. And people are quick to give you advice, but you know, there's very little, few of them will actually take the advice, right? So always question that. Always make sure that check everybody's intentions and check your own if you're about to offer someone as well too. I always check my own intentions as well too, making sure that making sure that everybody's getting the value, right, and over delivering that. And that's where it comes from, the genuine intent. So anyways, that is one. That is number one. Number two, it's that you're getting someone a certain result. So one thing that I said to my friend Luke, it's that you're getting someone a certain result, right? So you're getting someone from point A to point B in a quickly, timely manner, right? Compared to if they were learning to themselves, they would relatively get to the results, but probably take twice as long or three times as long, right? So you learn from somebody because they've experienced it all, they've done the work, and they're helping you avoid the mistakes and or fix and help you expedite the process as well too, so which is awesome. And this is the whole point of coaching, mentorship, and creating online courses. And I feel like when people are mostly in it for the sales, and that's not how I personally rule. I don't like that, right? I personally don't like that. So that is number two. So always just making sure that again, number one, it's that the intent is there. Number two, it's all about the just go, make sure that, yeah, number two, you're getting someone a result, right? Someone, you're just getting someone to point A to point B in a short amount of time. And so, yeah, that to me is learning from somebody that has practiced what they preach and expediting the process right there. That's number two. Number three, on the other side, if you're a creator, if you're offering something of value to somebody about to teach an online course, create a membership, whatever it is, always know that your time does require for you to go do sales, right? For you to go put a price tag on it. And then what do you value that as, right? That's one thing that I had a conversation with Lucas, is that, you know, he wasn't too sure how to price everything. He couldn't wrap his head around. And I said that your time does have a monetary value to that. Always making sure that there is, you are getting paid for that, because, like, again, you could be saving somebody large amounts of time, right? Expediting the process. Or let's just say, for example, if someone was going to go come to you, for example, come to the person to learn about sales, and then they learn sales skills from you. So someone learning sales skills from you, and then they're able to make $100,000 a year extra from learning the sales skills from you, and then this course or whatever you're offering was $2,000. That is a great investment up front. Definitely look at it from that kind of perspective, because, like I said, like, it's expediting someone else's result, and that way they can get a certain monetary value or anything out of that, whatever that looks like. There's a reason why you go to school and why people teach us in school. It's that you go to school, you pay an investment up front, and then you learn a set of skills, so that way you can leave and you go find your corporate 9-to-5 job or whatever it is, and you go into your field and you learn, and then you know the ropes and everything like that. Doctors are great examples. They go to school for a period of time, and then afterwards they have the skills and knowledge and everything necessary to go and practice that. That to me is in itself, that is genuine. That is very genuine, honestly, because in the back end, I would love to learn from some, like, a millionaire, of how they made their millions, billionaires. Again, like, very, very great information, and I would definitely pay for that. Like I said, like, it's one of these things where you have to understand, wrap your head around that. But my friend Luke Percy, imposter syndrome is among the self-talk is never going to go away, and so one thing that I've noticed that has really helped me is that piecing together the smallest actionable step towards that direction. Luke's example was that, you know, he kind of had an idea of what he wanted to do in his next venture on his business. But the thing is, like, he has to kind of map out the ideas and organize the thoughts and all the contents and everything like that. So I know, like, there's mountains of that. But again, like, there's one thing that really hinders people. It's that, once you know that there is this leviathan of work involved, you almost kind of feel like you don't want to do it. But it's all about taking small initial steps towards that direction to give someone that value as well too. But again, many of us usually notice that there is a leviathan of a job to complete, to build this online course, to build this membership, whatever it is. And then we don't feel like doing it anymore. And then we get into our heads, and then we wonder if this is worth it. Self-doubt, self-talk, imposter syndrome, and all that. So understand that first initial step, whatever, this creating a logo, getting sticky notes, whatever it is to get you propelled in that direction will constantly flow and build up momentum. And that's what has helped me every single day, trying to focusing on the three things and try to complete the task, and then everything else is bonus. Again, even if I just get one of these tasks out of the three, I am a happy camper. Understand that this is just almost like ties in together with productivity. But again, all this self-talk kind of comes into play, and that's what also stops us as well too from building something great. And I hope you guys got some amazing insights out of this episode. you guys have any questions or anything like that, let me know. paul@pathhunters.com. Message me on Instagram, pathhunters. If you guys feel inclined to leave me a review, leave me an honest review if you guys like this or not. Again, I would love it. I'd love to hear it. And you all rock. And I hope all these help with your life as well, too. Because like I said, like, it's all about getting out of yourself, getting out of your own way, and building this life and this value. Because like I said, like, coaches and online courses and everything else in here has a really bad rep right now, because it almost kind of overflows all the real good stuff, right? I've had two mentors in my life, and I got so much value out of it, because it expedited my life, got me to a place. And then again, like, I would have got there anyways, but it would have taken longer. But now I'm at the place where I'm about to excel even more. And it's all about staying focused, getting on your own way, and just really going at it, right? So anyways, guys, if you